Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, turn my ring.
And our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day and for how you allowed us one more chance to pray and send up our communication unto you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have your way today. We want you to move today on this broadcast. Let somebody know that you are alive. Oh, my God, we pray that you will save today, heal and forgive, and that you will blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move in a mighty way, O Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail and bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover her. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. We know there is no failure in you. We know you can do everything. Our trust is in you today. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Our trust is in you and only you, because we know know that you're able to take us through, lead us on to victory, oh Lord. Guide us, oh Lord. Guide our footsteps. Show us the way that you will have us to go. Help us to be led of your spirit. Help us today, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. No other help we know. We pray that you look on your people today. Your people are being tried. They're being tested. But we know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us from falling. Hold us in the hollow of your hand. Ever lead us, Lord, oh Lord. Help us, Lord, to take you at your word today, Lord.
Help us.
We know you can do it today, oh Lord. Oh, my God, our faith looks up to you. No other help we know today. But we are dependent on you, trusting in you, and taking you at your word. We're down here waiting, waiting on you. We can't do anything until you move, Lord, until you stop by here and touch our hearts and minds. Touch us and give us strength to overcome every test and every trial. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Keep our minds staying on you. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways, that you may direct our path and lead us on to victory. Help, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the people, oh Lord. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody is troubled in mind. We know you're able to fix this situation. Somebody want to be healed today. Somebody is sick and lying on their sick bed. But we know you're a miracle worker. Touch right now, Lord. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Look on Deacon Alexander. Touch his body. Raise him up, oh Lord, that thy name may be glorified. Help him, oh Lord. Help him keep his trust in you and to look to you, oh Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. I pray that you look on all of those who are going through bereavement. We pray that you touch them, comfort them, and strengthen them. Help them,
Lord Jesus,
to get through this trying time. In the name of Jesus, look on Sister Lisa. Touch her heart, oh Lord. Strengthen and encourage her. Look on Sister Lisa Hope. Strengthen her, oh Lord. Take her through, oh Lord. Look on the Edmund family. Bless us, oh Lord. Bring us together in love and unity. Help us, oh Lord, to overcome. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to hold no bitterness in our hearts, but help us today, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able today. I'm depending on you. I'm looking to you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on the sheep of your pasture, that you touch and bless them, lead and guide them in the path of righteousness. Don't let them go astray. But help them to hold on in the name of Jesus. Help your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and bless, save and heal, forgive and deliver. Oh, my God, we thank you today. We thank you for this prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you're a mighty God. You're a holy God. And you're a righteous God. Help us to take you at your word. Help us today, oh Lord, to step out by faith. Oh my God, help us, Jesus. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Stop the mouths of lions. Help us overcome every situation. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today. I thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for how you made the way.
Thank you.
I thank you today, Lord. You're
thank you,
mighty
Jesus.
Good
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
And your name is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We will continue to trust in you. We will continue to look to you. You are our only pray that you will go with the saints of God over the highways and the airways. We pray that you touch and bless, oh Lord, give them a safe journey. Bless in the meeting. Have your way. Let us go be safe. Let somebody that has left the Lord come back and say, what must I do to be safe? Help somebody, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know that I'm able. I know you got the power. We continue to trust in you and look to you. In this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Thank you, Jesus. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor, the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We wanted you to know that we believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, made whole through prayer and faith in God, and we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scriptures taken from the eighth number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the eighth number of Psalm, the first verse reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Thank God for his word, the eighth number Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verse in its entirety and truly. The Lord's name is excellent above all names and in all the earth. And again, we just want to thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 551-241-6677. I'm still going to give you that's actually the number if you want to call in and speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling bold, you like to have remarks after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to share, you can call in. Or if you happen to dial that number and you find yourself on, you can also put yourself on mute. Again, that phone number is 551-241-6677. And you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss Oldie But Goodie Tuesday. That's when she begins to play sermons from a time before 2023, back in the 1990s. And I tell you, it's the pure, unadulterated Word of God. You tune in, you will be blessed, encouraged, and uplifted. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, and also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Hoff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoag teams up with an evangelist Annette Bratley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to keep the souls on our prayer list lifted up in our prayers. We are continuing to pray for Evangelist Mabel Edmond and the bereaved Edmond family, praying for W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, for Howard Smith, Mrs. Joel Paldo, and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., who asked for special prayer that God would take the taste of alcohol away from her, Katrina Jones, that God would heal her from stage 3C ovarian cancer, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Amor Nix, Evangelist Martha Culbreth and the Bruce Culbreth family, the Bruce Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson and the Bruce Johnson family, and all of the Bruce families. And all those who may be sick and shut in, those who are requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Mabel would, if she wouldn't mind, giving words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Lord, praise God. I thank God for this opportunity, and I want the listeners to be encouraged today, knowing that the Lord will lead you through whatever you're going through.
Yes.
He's able to take you through. I don't care if you're going through bereavement, through unfortunate situations in your life, and Satan's trying to make you give up. But I say to you, hold on today, because we have no other help but the Lord. And
yeah,
he can do it all. He can do everything. So let's just keep our trust in him and keep looking to him, because he knows how to work things out when we can't even figure it out. So look to the Lord today and continue to trust him. You trusted him this far, continue to trust him, and he will deliver. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for you tuning in to the Prayer Works Ministry. So happy that you took the time out to tune in on this afternoon. And I can say the truth that God is a mighty good God, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for the prayer that has been prayed, for the scripture that was read, and also for those beautiful, encouraging words. And for all, for those of you who are listening, we pray that the Lord will bless you through this ministry. And for your continued support, may God bless you greatly. And we're going to get ready for the Word of God. Amen. And we're going to the King James Version Bible. We'll be reading from Romans, the 10th chapter. And we'll just read verses 1 through 13, if it be the Lord's will. Romans, the 10th chapter. Verses 1 through 13, and before we read the scriptures, let us have prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We come before you, Lord, calling upon you, asking you, Lord, to speak to us through your word. Let your word have free course. Lord, let it reach every listener and minister to them whatever it is that they are in need of. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We count it as done, and we praise you, Lord, and we lift you up. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. And at this time, let us turn our attention to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And the Bible reads, once again, I'm reading from the King James Version. The Bible reads, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And if I were to leave a thought with you today, it would be a prayer for salvation. A prayer for salvation. This is Apostle Paul, the same one that had persecuted the church, who didn't understand the purpose of Jesus Christ. He did not understand the worship of Jesus Christ, and therefore he set out to persecute and to imprison, even kill anyone confessing the Lord Jesus, anyone who was worshiping and serving the Lord Jesus. But one day he had an encounter with the Lord. One day Jesus showed up in his life, and he became a changed man. And then the Lord anointed him to go forth and to minister to the Gentiles. He went about establishing churches, setting up churches in various locations. And here at the church at Rome, he began to write unto the church with words of encouragement. Many things had been reported to him so that he would have an idea of what things were needed at the church. So he's starting out in this particular passage, writing to the brethren, saying, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." But one thing, he had knowledge that they had a zeal of God, but this was not according to knowledge. For they were ignorant of the righteousness of God. They were going about establishing their own righteousness. And this is true even today. People are having a zeal of God and not having the knowledge of the righteousness of God. They are ignorant to God's righteousness. They are not informed about the righteousness of God. So then they're going about establishing their own righteousness. They're leaning to their own understanding and living like they want to live, hallelujah, and not submitting themselves unto the righteousness of God. But we first have to come to the knowledge and understanding of the righteousness of God in order to submit ourselves completely unto his righteousness. And then he went on writing to them saying that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. That's it. There was corruption. There were people putting out false reports, false doctrines, confusing the minds of the people, but it's settled. And it is true that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And he brought out how Moses described the righteousness, which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But he also brought out that the righteousness, which is of faith, speaketh on this wise, and encouraged them, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. And we preach faith because it takes faith to believe God for the saving of a soul, for the deliverance of the bound, for the healing of the sick. Hallelujah. And his prayer and his heart's desire was that Israel might be saved. Because we can see that a lot of people have gotten off track because of all the iniquity that's abounding. The love of many has waxed cold, and the false prophets that have risen up, according to Jesus in St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, we see that people have been deceived, and they're so many false prophets popping up all over and everywhere and deceiving many. Hallelujah. But we have this desire, and it is our prayer that souls will be saved. Praise the Lord. It's what we want to accomplish in fulfilling our ministry for the Lord. The Prayer Works Ministry is a ministry that is designed for reaching the lost souls, hallelujah, and bringing them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. This word coming directly from the word of God is going over the airwaves to reach every listener, because we all have various needs. We have something that we need from God. And everything we need, God's got it. And he's waiting to, hallelujah. If we need more strength or power, if we need healing, whatever we need, God's got it. And he's waiting to give it to us. So this prayer for salvation is not only for the saving of the soul, the saving of the mind, the heart, the body. It's for the saving of the whole being. Glory be to God, because we need to be made whole. We need God to make us whole. And we have a measure of faith that God has given to every one of us. But we have to use that faith in order to receive salvation. The word is nigh thee, according to Apostle Paul, even thy mouth, glory to God. And that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's important that we have this faith to believe, to open our mouths, to make this confession, to confess the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart at the same time that God has raised him up from the dead. We can be saved. Hallelujah. But it's more to it than just saying something out of our mouth. It has to be in our heart. We have to believe it without any doubt or any wavering. This faith has to be rooted in our heart. Glory to God. And if we believe as the scripture describes right here, then we can be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, according to the scripture, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. This is not something you do and hide in a corner. But you don't mind if the whole world knows about your confession of Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. You don't mind if the whole world knows that you have taken a stand for what is right, that you have denounced the world and turned away from the world and accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. You won't have any shame at all. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Souls dying every day. There's somebody leaving this world every single day out hope, without God in their lives, without their sins forgiven. Hallelujah. And time is winding up. Time is so much shorter now than ever before. And we should get in a hurry to bring forth the word of God to everyone we encounter. Hallelujah. Because as long as Jesus is alive, we have hope and we have salvation. Praise be to God. If there's anyone who does not know the Lord in the departing of your sins, if there's anyone who has slid on God and, oh, glory to God, and you're out there without God in your life, calling you today to come on back home. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Return unto the Lord. You who don't know the Lord and desire to be saved, this call is for you. Come and let us pray together. Let's call on the name of the Lord and believe him in our heart. We believe God together. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. God's word is true. God's word is sure. God's word will never fail. Oh, hallelujah. But it will endure forever. And this is the word of God. If you are willing to repent, ask God to forgive you for the sins you committed, if you're willing to turn away from the world and stop your sins and any wrongdoing against God, God will surely have mercy upon you and he will forgive your sins. If you're ready right now, you can accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. You can take a stand for righteousness this day. Today can be your day for salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The doors of salvation are open to you, and the arms of the Lord are outstretched to receive you unto himself. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you will take this time right now and just make up your mind to ask the Lord for mercy and for forgiveness, God is waiting to hear from you. If you are listening to this broadcast and you have something you desire God to do for you, something you need God to do for you, to move in your behalf, hallelujah, we can go to God together and pray the prayer of faith. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and that is the word of faith. This salvation comes by faith. Amen. You must believe in your heart. Glory to God. Let us believe God right now. And anything that you have to bring to God, any petition, any supplication, any heart's desire, whatever it is you want God to do for you, bring it now, and let's take it to God in prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for mercy. We call on you, Lord, for the saving of souls, for the forgiveness of sins, Lord. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, prick to repentance hearts of those who are listening to this message. Oh, my God, have mercy and save their souls. Oh, my Lord God, take out everything that's not right, everything that's not pleasing. Lord, take it out of their heart and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord, and use them for your service in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for the backsliders. Oh, my God, we are asking you to please help them to return before it's too late. Help them, Lord God, loose their shackles, destroy their yoke in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every chain right now while we're praying this prayer. Free their souls in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Oh, my Lord, be merciful. Oh, God, yes. Have mercy and restore the backslider in the name of Jesus. Look on everyone who has come before you, Lord, to present before you in prayer. Lord, we ask you, God, to look on them with a special blessing. Lord, lay your hand on them. Right now, touch, Lord Jesus, heal, deliver, and make whole, Lord God. You know you're able in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, work it out, Lord Jesus. Fix it, Lord. We know you can do it. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, oh, God.
Yes.
Nothing too small, nothing too large, oh, God. You're able to do everything. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful, oh, God, and grant every heart's desire, every prayer request. Look on the bereaved families, Lord. We are praying, God, that you will give them comfort and give consolation. Look on the Edmund family in a special way, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Continue to uphold them, oh, God, and to get them through this difficult time, my God. Lord, you are able, Lord Jesus. Even look on the family, praying that you will bless that family, that you will help the family even to come together, oh God. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and we believe you right now, oh God. We're taking you at your word. Oh, Lord Jesus, look on all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, and whatever their petition or prayer request is, we ask you, Lord, to grant it and let it be done according to your holy will. We believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. We thank you right now. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for stopping by to see about us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation today. We thank you for faith, oh God, and for increasing our faith. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord, for lifting heavy burdens. We thank you for taking us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer, oh God, and for this ministry. We ask you to bless us, oh God, to be with us, Lord. Carry us through. Oh, Lord, hold our hand. Walk by our side. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. And Lord, help us in our ministries to be pleasing and to fulfill all that you have called us to do. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of the host. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God, the powerful word of God, preached by Evangelist Hameen. She preached under the anointing, and she was talking about a prayer for salvation. And I was thinking how so many people, they want to claim Jesus now, but it's Jesus in the way that they understand him, not according to knowledge, like the scripture said. They're ignorant of God's righteousness, and instead they're going about establishing their own righteousness. They have their own idea of what righteousness should be, and they're not only living that life, but they're teaching others that that's the right way. Like she said, the false prophets arising and showing it. I saw a clothing line today, and it had Jesus' name on it, on sweatshirts and different things like that. And I've never seen this company with all, it was all faith-based things, and but in the models were wearing them and like it was a cool fad, and that's what they're representing. Like it's cool to do this, and but not having that knowledge behind it. And I was listening to preaching, there was a call made. Nobody was left out. The scripture said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Backsliders are welcome. Anyone is welcome. But I want to give an opportunity for ministers and evangelists to have remarks. I want to start with Evangelist Maybell. But if you're on, if you can hear, you know, and you want to call in live and have remarks, you can dial 551-241-6677. Dial in now. If you're interested, but I want to go ahead and let Evangelist Maybell have remarks first. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message. Some of them is Hameen. I tell you, I enjoyed that word on today. I know that God is still working miracles, and I know that if we believe this word the way it was preached today, the Lord will prove himself, manifest himself, and he will take control. He will speak through you. I'm telling you, I'm a witness to the word of God. That word of God being preached like this, and if you really believe it in your heart, the Lord will take control of your mouth, your tongue. Glory to God. He will fill you with his spirit. He will speak to you in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And he will let you know that he is real. Because some people, as the scripture was saying, they have a form
of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. But if you believe this word as it was preached, as I stated, and she preached under the anointing, and I enjoyed it, if you believe it and receive it, God will do it for you. Don't be like the carnal-minded people want to go after the things of the world, but give it over to Jesus and let him fix it. Let him work it out for you, and he will give you the understanding and the knowledge that you need in order for your soul to be saved. God, for the word of God, I encourage Vanessa Amin, keep preaching the word of God, and also thank God for the anointed prayer. And I'm praying that the Lord will bless you and this broadcast, and that somebody will give their life to the Lord through this ministry.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through, Evangelist Maybell, and yes, also thank God for that prayer. Any other clergy at this time, or anyone have any remarks about the Word of God? If not, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of our speaker, Evangelist Sheila Humming. God bless you, Evangelist Humming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God once again for blessing us with this ministry. And we invite you to join us for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. And we are actually, we might just set up for each night or some days of the convocation. If you want to tune in then, our convocation starts on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. We'll be in our pre-musical on tomorrow night, and you can feel free to dial in. I'll go ahead and set up some recordings or some broadcasts live, and you can just dial in and listen in to the convocation if you so desire. Amen. So that'll be starting tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we'll have our pre-musical. And then on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. will be our first service, and then 7 p.m. And it'll be like that for the remainder of the week, each morning, 10 a.m., each night, 7 p.m. services. And on Sunday, we'll have our Sunday school at 9:45, and our morning worship service will begin at 11 a.m., our evening worship service at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. So we ask for your prayers to pray for us. We're looking forward to the Lord blessing us and to have a great time. And that convocation, if you're in the neighborhood, you can stop by and visit. It will be at Grace Temple Church of God there in Lousville, North Carolina. The address is 717 Fire Tower Road in Lousville, North Carolina. Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor and North Southern District Overseer. So please keep us in your prayers. And I don't think we have anything else. Any other announcements? Anything else? If not, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you tuning in on this evening. That was one of our rebroadcasts from before our convocation. Thank you once again for tuning in to the pastor, to the formerly Pastor Sheila Humming Show, now Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. We invite you to tune in with us on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.